The enduring memory of the Dust Bowl is captured by the epic dust storms that smothered farms and cities. Exposed wheat fields were the source of the storms, fields plowed up in the 19-teens and 20s to take advantage of high prices and government programs. When the rain stopped in the 1930s, clouds of loose topsoil went airborne.
On the distant horizon appears the rolling curtain of dirt that will soon blot out all visibility.
And the wind would whip that dust up, and you'd have to turn your lights on here in the middle of the afternoon. The dust was so thick you couldn't see across the street.
That's Walter Baer, who lived in southeastern Colorado during the Dust Bowl, talking in an interview archived by the Nebraska State Historical Society. During this decade of near-constant drought, dust storms occurred throughout the Midwest and the Great Plains, but the storms were most severe in the Oklahoma Panhandle and surrounding portions of Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. Dayton Duncan co-produced the new PBS film, The Dust Bowl, with Ken Burns. He says farmers were buried by the same land that was supposed to make their living.
This is the soil that started to turn against you in ways that it killed your cattle, it ruined your crops.
Nearly 75 years later, that's a point worth remembering. As a single year, 2012 has been as dry as any in the 1930s, and that's a sign that the 30s can happen again. Farmers are not repeating the same mistakes. Government conservation programs that started in the Dust Bowl still go on today. But farmers also continue to push the land. Today, it's not a wheat boom like it was in the 1920s. It's a corn boom. The U.S. planted nearly 20 million more acres of corn this year than 20 years ago. Gene Tockley says farmers are able to grow more corn because of climate change. Tockley studies the effect of climate change on agriculture at Iowa State University. He says the trend points to a longer growing season and more rain on average.
Farmers are planting longer season hybrids. With this abundant rainfall, they're also planting higher populations. So we're planting corn populations now of 35,000 plants per acre, which was unheard of even 5 or 6 years ago.
And Tockley says with that opportunity comes volatility.
Average rainfall is going up, but the more important and more impactful side of that is that we're getting changes in the extremes, that is, the heavy rainfall events, and as we've seen this past year, significantly below normal precipitation.
Tockley says farmers need to prepare for more unpredictable peaks and valleys in the climate. That's why documentary producer Dayton Duncan believes the Dust Bowl still stands as a cautionary tale.
The Dust Bowl isn't just about Mother Nature, it's about human nature. I think one of the lessons of the Dust Bowl is that any time that you forget to be humble in the face of the environment and nature, and any time you push the land too much, you're taking a great risk that in certain instances like the Dust Bowl can be catastrophic.
Whether a disaster like the Dust Bowl is ever repeated may have as much to do with how we manage ourselves as it does the weather. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.